To begin our practice, we'll come to hands and knees. If you know that you have a knee issue, or you do feel any tension in your knees for this, instead of wide-legged child's pose, feel free to lie on your back and draw the knees into the chest. If your knees are healthy and you feel no tension, you can start to take your knees a little bit wider and sit back towards your heels. As you sit back, you may find that your hips don't quite touch down, and that's okay. You can bring a yoga block under your hips if you need to. And then we'll start to walk the arms straight out, lengthening the fingers as far away from the shoulders as you can, while still keeping the shoulders soft, shoulder blades rolling down the back. Activate through the inner arms by pressing down through your index knuckles and thumbs, and make sure that your hands are spaced about shoulder distance apart. Open your mouth about an inch, and on your next exhale, breathe out through the mouth with a little bit of sound, like you were fogging a pair of glasses to clean them. It sounds sort of like this. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Then keep that same quality of sound, but we'll close the mouth and breathe in through the nose with sound. And breathe out through the nose with sound this time. Take a few more rounds breathing this way, in through your nose and out through the nose. Keep that sounded quality of breathing. And start to walk your hands back towards your face, pressing yourself up into a tabletop. Your wrists are below the shoulders. The knees are below the hips. The spine is neutral. As you inhale, start to lift the spine up towards the ceiling like an angry cat. And as you exhale, tilt your hips forward, let the belly drop down towards the mat, arching in the opposite direction. Inhale, rounding the back up towards the ceiling. Exhale, arch the belly down towards the ceiling. You can start to make this a more complete movement by involving the shoulders, but work to keep the arms relatively straight. Sounded breath in through the nose. Sounded breath out through the nose. Let's take one more round here. Sounded breath in, lifting the spine up. And as you exhale, draw the belly back down. Come to a neutral spine, tabletop pose. And then we'll turn the toes under and start to lift your knees up off of the mat about 2 or 3 inches. Send your hips up and back as you start to reach your body into downward facing dog, moving the hips towards the wall behind you, over time working to straighten your legs. Sounded breath in. Sounded breath out. From here, we'll start to bend the knees. Look forward to the top of your mat and lightly step your feet forward. If you need a little bit more assistance for your balance, feel free to keep the feet slightly apart. But if you're feeling very strong and steady today, bring your feet together, big toes touch. We'll put a slight bend in the knees and roll all the way up to stand. Your head should be the very last thing to arrive as you roll up here. And then drop the shoulder blades again down the back, standing tall. Let's bring the palms together at heart center. Take a sounded breath in through the nose. Sounded breath out through the nose. As you inhale, this time reach your arms up, take a big circle with the arms, palms come together overhead. And exhale, pull the hands back down to heart center, still standing tall. Once again, inhale, circle your arms up, palms touching overhead. And exhale, bring the hands back down through the center line to the heart. One more time, inhale, sweep your arms up, deep breath. This time as you exhale, you can fold forward, bringing your nose towards your shins. Bring the hands to the shins, and as you inhale, lengthen the body forward. And as you exhale, fold your nose back towards your shins. Inhale, hands to shins, lengthen the spine away from the hips. Exhale, folding back in. Making one fluid movement here. Inhale, lengthening forward. And as you exhale, this time, bend the knees until your palms are flat to your mat. And we'll step the left leg back, creating a lunge through the right leg. Stack your right knee directly over your ankle. And if you're finding it a little bit hard to reach the floor, it's another great use for yoga blocks. You can place them underneath your hands. Staying here in this lunge, breathing and lengthening your spine forward. Sounded breath. Pressing the palms down into the mat, which means you may need to bend your left knee to do this. And we'll step both legs back into a tabletop position. Sinking your hips back towards your heels into child's pose. Take the nose 1 inch away from your mat. Bend your elbows way out to the side, and then keeping the nose 1 inch from the mat, start to slither your way forward, coming up into the appropriately named cobra pose with your hips down. Lifting into almost a mini upward dog here with the body outstretched on the mat. And then using your core, start to bend the knees, coming through table and pressing back into downward facing dog. Breathing here in through the nose and out through the nose. Let's take one last breath. And as you exhale, bend both knees. And we'll step the left foot forward into a lunge. Take a moment to set yourself up here. Once again, you may need to bring that left knee directly over the ankle, and you may even need to bend the right knee to make this more accessible for the arms. Finding your version of this lunge and breathe. Instead of looking down, look slightly beyond your mat. So you're lengthening the spine, staying nice and tall. Sounded breath here. And then from this position, we'll step right foot to the top of the mat. Bring the feet together. And as you inhale, lengthen forward, halfway up. Exhale, fold. Once again, hands to the shins. Inhale, lengthen forward. And exhale to fold. Last time, inhale, lengthen forward. Exhale to fold. And as you inhale, sweep your arms up high overhead, palms coming together, reaching tall. And exhale the hands to heart center. Inhale, sweep the arms up, palms come together. Exhale, hands to heart center. Last time, inhale, sweep your arms up. And exhale, just folding forward. Inhale, lengthening up one time. And as you exhale, ground through the palms, step or float both feet back into a plank position. Shoulders stacking over the wrists. If you need to bring the knees down, that's absolutely fine, but work over time to straighten both legs. From here, bend the knees until your knees are 1 inch away from the mat. And straighten the legs once again. The arms don't move, just bend your knees until they're 1 inch away from the mat, and then re-straighten. Bend the knees until they're 1 inch away from the mat, re-straighten. Last time, bend the knees until they're 1 inch away from the mat. And then bring both knees down to the mat, finding your table position. Let's draw the right knee into the chest, rounding the back up towards the ceiling. Try to kiss your knee and extend the right leg up and back. For this sequence, to make it more challenging, you can keep the left leg straight, so without letting the left knee come down. Otherwise, the left knee stays on the mat and you're going to bring the right knee back into the chest, kiss your knee. Exhale, lift that leg up and back. Last time, draw the knee to the nose, nose to the knee. Extending up and back. And then we'll start to reach that right leg straight out beside the right hip as far away from you as you can. And we'll take 10 pulses, lifting the heel up an inch. And back down an inch, pulsing 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release that knee back down. No time to think, just draw your left knee into your chest, kiss your nose to the knee, and lifting up and back, extending that left leg out. Inhale, draw knee to nose, nose to knee, and straight back up. Once again, inhale, knee to nose, nose to knee, straight back up. and then extend your left leg out beside your left hip, pulsing 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release your leg. From here, you can either press back into child's pose and rest for 5 deep breaths. If this is the end of your session for this morning, take at least a few minutes to lie on your back in Shavasana. If you're continuing on to make this a longer practice this morning, rest in child's pose for 5 breaths and we'll move on.